I want to say our constitution should strongly curb cultural imperialism. What I'm saying is we need a constitution that would even allow the locals to copyright, you know, things like language, things like, we are talking of idioms, I'm a Shangaan by origin, would like such a constitution that would curb cultural imperialism. Because when we are saying culture is dynamic, we then want to say, who is dominating to make it dynamic? Because if it is like mimicking, because there is a difference between mimicking the West and making it dynamic by probably changing through forces which are indigenous. That's my first point to make. And like what Gagam you said, truly, our constitution should have a minister of arts and culture, or just the culture, because arts is part and parcel of culture. In some other countries, it's just minister of culture. And not only that, we also want to say, because in most instances, artists are the voice in everything. Right now, you go to Radio Zimbabwe, each and every station, you hear artists saying it's Wakala, but they are not being heard themselves. You see. So, Ms. Timbe, we are saying you need to initiate whereby we can see you on television advocating for these issues which we are raising, isn't it? Thank you.